One moment.
They can get it done.
Hi. Hi, Lanny. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. My name is Nadine, by the way. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I take care of the pricing and details for your area. You've been actually talking with Dan, and I know he does a great job explaining the outline of the program, but I also know you have some questions. So just to clarify, your website, that has your phone number, the 360-661-5376. The Google right. Business Profile has that other phone number, yeah. And I think you mentioned to Dan that that's like a bogus phone number. How did that phone number get there?
We'd like to know.
Well, I'm a guesser, and so I'm going to guess 15 years. It's been on there for 15 years, and it's been bogus for 15 years, and I've been dead in the water for 15 years. So
wow.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Word of mouth.
Yeah, I get a lot of word of mouth and stuff, but.
Yeah.
So 15 years ago, promotional outfit, put that number in there so they could count the clicks that came in.
So it was a tracking number is what they did.
Yes.
Okay.
And, consequently, I didn't go with it. It was like 500 a month or something. So I canceled it, but they didn't take the number off.
They didn't put your number back on there. Okay. You still have access to that profile, am I correct?
No.
Well, to Google?
No, we already set up a Google. We have a proper business that comes up, but that old one, we can't get it off and we can't access it.
Okay.
You
could put me on speaker, and I apologize with the gentleman in the background. I'm trying to hear what you're saying as well. Okay, so here's what I see. I actually see for you guys, there's two Google Business Profiles. So there is there is one that has that bogus phone number with 4.2 star reviews. You got reviews on there. Then you have the other one, which has your business name with the LLC in it, and it's got your phone number on there. However, there's no – I don't see the website or anything – or actually the website is attached. There's just no reviews. So typically what we do in this case is – it would be merging the two, keeping your accurate phone number on there, the correct one, and hoping to get those reviews to stay, if that makes sense. That's the only way to get rid of that other one, is by merging them.
So this is Lanny's son, Isaac. We can't actually get rid of the old one that has the reviews on it. We can't get rid of it. Because one gal commented a review that was actually conflict of interest, and she knows us personally. I don't even think we did work for her. And she put a one star and commented nothing. It's just a one star posting, which actually is kind of shitty. You know what I mean? We tried to get in contact with her, and I don't know if she's a relative or some, or a friend of a relative on the island or, and she commented nothing and just put one star, which is, you know, it's kind of crummy because we haven't done any work for her.
Yeah. The only thing that we can do, like with that review, well, let me see when that review was left. How long ago? Bear with me here.
Yeah, I think it's the only review on there. Yes, correct.
Okay.
5 years ago.
Yeah,
I don't know
4 years
ago
from a Nicoya Martinez or something.
Yep.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, she didn't even comment on it. What you could do, are you on that Google profile right now?
No, that's our original, that's the original Google profile. We can't get into it.
So just so you know, there's an option. It'll show these three little dots when you look at that review, and it'll say report review, right?
Oh, believe me, I've tried.
So you've tried reporting it?
100%, yep. And I give all kinds of reasons why, conflict of interest, we did not work for this person, what they say is biased, it doesn't make any, all kinds of stuff, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, and that was like from 4 years ago. So,
well, not to mention Yelp also does nothing too. Sometimes Google uses Yelp reviews. And there was a gal on Yelp that she never bought a fireplace from us. She commented some crummy thing. I don't know if she thought it was a different business or what, but she even commented a bunch of nasty stuff too. And I replied to her on it, and my reply made complete sense. And Yelp just leaves it on there. It does all that review stuff?
Yeah.
Sometimes Yelp.
Okay, so let me just tell you guys, Yelp is not going to remove it. Right? Google, however, I know in the past, like we had a client that had called me because he's like, Nadine, someone left a review on there saying that my guys were dumping like diesel packages at Home Depot, and we don't do diesel. And yeah. I'm like, okay. And they even took a picture claiming that it was the guy's crew or whatever, but we were able to dispute it with Google, and Google pulled it down, the review. So I know that there is that possibility. Yelp, I could tell you Yelp, they don't remove reviews. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, even if I got on customer support with Yelp and actually talked to the people, they don't listen to me. They say we can't do anything about it, and it's actually pretty nuts. It doesn't make any sense. But mainly, overall, if we could at least get the two, even if we still have two listings coming up and the phone numbers are proper, that would be ideal. Just
the
proper phone number.
So let me be very transparent with you, Isaac. You can't have two listings with the same phone number. Google's going to suspend you for that because they don't want you having – yeah, so just the FYI, they don't want you having multiple listings. They want you to have one listing. Like if you had different, like, offices, right, in different locations, that's a whole different story. But even those different locations would have to have a different phone number, right?
Okay, yeah, I get it. No worries.
So just so you know, because I wouldn't want you to, yeah, that would totally mess up your listing. So either
one,
you keep it the way it is, okay? Don't even bother merging them. I'm going to be quite honest with you. Don't let that one-star review, like, discourage you, because people, when they're looking at reviews, okay, one star, well, I want to know how come this person's got one star, but yet all the rest of them are five stars with comments. People look at all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So don't let that one star make you feel like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Even Disneyland has bad reviews. And literally, I'm not even joking. Reviews that'll say it was too hot, the lines were too long. You're visiting Disneyland in August when everybody's out of school. You think the lines aren't going to be long and it's not going to be hot?
Yeah, it's that kind of stuff. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Right. So reviews, granted, we encourage you to get reviews. It's a modern day word of mouth. We would encourage you to get more reviews on there. But at the end of the day, the best option is either you leave it the way it is or that you merge them.
Oh, we'd like to merge them then, at least, because then we have a proper phone number.
Exactly. And it's going to get rid of that other one. You know what I mean? Now, our goal is so that those reviews, so that it still shows you with five reviews, but we even create you a little tiny URL so you can start getting more reviews. Even people that you've done work for in the past, get them to leave you reviews. Okay?
Okay.
I saw that you guys also have a Facebook page, correct? That I was looking at?
Yeah, it might be an outdated one, kind of like my brother when he was in, my older brother maybe tried to help set something up, and that's another thing similar to the Google where we've got a...
Doesn't look bad at all. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, doesn't look bad at all. So here's what I would recommend for you guys, okay, is our Platinum package, because that one includes both the Google and Facebook marketing. Now, the way that we do things here, gentlemen, we set our program. Now, it's going to be a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program, and we don't do contracts. We prefer to earn your business, okay? We don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. Now, what I'm doing right now is I'm going to be applying a credit because you guys are coming in with your own website. So I want to let you know we're not even going to tinker with the website. We won't touch it. We just want to make sure it's always attached.
Okay?
So I want to be very transparent with you on that. If you start giving people access to your website to make changes, it's going to overwrite what you currently have. And you don't want that to happen. Because honestly, the website I think looks great. I was checking it out. So I like to look at everything, and it's the one that's the WhidbeyStoves.com, right? That's the one that you're currently using?
Correct.
Okay. I love how the logo at the top left-hand corner's got the fire. So the little animation there. So good job. Who built this website?
Oh, somebody helped with WordPress. I think in 2019, my dad kind of went to one of the local gals, and I think, I remember talking to her. I think she said she used WordPress or something back then, and she tinkered around with it, but she was doing stuff for local contractors, and she got it set up.
Nice. It looks really, really good. I mean, she did a great job.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so just an FYI. So now, how long have you guys been in business?
Oh, well, I mean, my dad's been servicing in this community since 1996. So, you know, I mean, geez, that is 1996.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I have a daughter that was born in 95. So a long time.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how old. Yeah. My brother was born in 90. My older brother was born in 90, I think 96 too, our brother Dave. But,
okay.
I think, Google, I don't know how old the Google posting account is, but yeah, that's how long his company's been serving.
We're going to put here, gentlemen, that it's an established business, obviously. Right.
Oh, yeah.
So with this, I'm going to go ahead and apply that credit. Let me just put here. I'm just going to put since 96. Now, this is going to bring down your monthly cost. It's going to be at a flat rate of $299 a month. It will come with just a one-time $99 setup fee. That's just to cover your programming. Okay? So basically, to get started today, you guys are looking at $398, but every month after that, it's always going to be $299 a month. There's no taxes or hidden charges. Whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, you guys are grandfathered into that rate. So it'll never change.
And remind me, is this for hosting the website or?
I'll tell you what's going to be included. So this is going to include is us managing your Google business profile. So I'll let them know that they need to be merged so that the one sticks that has your actual phone number. So that way it kind of gets rid of the other profile, right? And
as long as the phone number covers the whole thing.
Okay. Now, if worst case scenario, those reviews don't stick, it's okay. We'll help you generate more reviews, right?
No worries.
We're gonna maintain it on the first page. Now, but you still hold the ownership of it, okay? We're just managers. We're gonna also list you on Bing, and then we're gonna also include Facebook advertising. Now, how that's going to work is that when someone goes on Google, they're looking for your services, and then they go to their Facebook page, and they're just looking at pictures or stories, all of a sudden, they're going to see your ad appear. And this is what's going to also help you reach more new clients. But with these ads, we're able to target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. Go ahead.
Oh, go for it. Okay, it sounds a lot like the Google ads you can get set up with, and they kind of pop up and they say promoted or something like that.
The difference, I'm going to tell you the difference between Facebook and Google ads. Google ads, one, are going to be more expensive, okay, because they're Google ads. Google ads run in a rotation. Facebook ads, how they work, and I'll give you an example. My husband does dialysis. I had to call the nurse. I know that phone number by heart, but for whatever reason that day, I couldn't remember it. I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near me, got the phone number, called them. 2 days later, I'm doing a post for my granddaughter's birthday on Facebook. I'm getting this ad popping up on my Facebook feed for Fresenius Kidney Care because they targeted me as having an interest in their kidney care center that I was looking up that. Do you see where I'm going at? Okay.
Yep.
So that's how they work. It's like that constant reminder. You were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. So with the Facebook ads, you could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. They click on that ad, and they're calling you directly.
Oh,
or,
perfect.
Or if you want them to go straight to your website, we could do that too. It's called a call to action button. Call us or learn more. Okay. Typically, people like to just have them call me, right? You won't
Definitely.
Incur click fees because you're paying a flat rate. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as your website, we just always want to make sure that it's attached wherever we promote your business. Okay? We're not going to mess with the website. We're not doing anything with it. We're just making sure that that link is always attached. Okay? Because we want people to read more about your company.
Yeah, we do currently have access to our website. We can sign in and change photos and stuff. So it doesn't matter to you.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just checking.
Yeah, you're totally good. Honestly, you don't want to be giving access to your website to anyone because I've seen with other people that have done that. Like if you said here, I want you guys to make changes, we're going to completely overwrite what you already have, and that's unnecessary. As long as you got access to it and you can change your stuff around, keep it that way. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'd rather be super transparent. Okay. So all of that is included. And plus, whenever someone uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet, we're covering that, what we call the mobile platform. So they can still find you on the first page while utilizing any of those devices. And last but not least, what I feel is the beauty of it is that you have a customized tracking and reporting system. So you guys are going to have one login, one password, where you can both go in and track the results you at any time of the day. You can see how many phone calls you're getting, where they perform the location of the search. You can see how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad, how many times you came up on the search results. But you're going to have here a team that's dedicated to your account. So let's say...
And remind me, for the login, is that a online type it in, or do you guys have an app that you like us to use?
We actually have, we call it your client dashboard. Okay, it's your local splash dashboard. And so you'll have the link. You're going to actually put in your phone number, because your phone number would be your username, the 360-661-5376. And then we provide you a password that we generate. You can always update it to a password of your choice. And you just log in, and you're able to see everything there. You could even, like, if you want to run a promotion for the month, like with your Facebook ads, let us know. You could do, I don't know, maybe like a spring promotion or whatever, right? And we can do that with the Facebook ads. So if you want to add more keywords or change them, we have a team that's dedicated to your account. We do everything within our company. We don't outsource it. So to me, that's the beauty of having that tracking system. So this way you guys aren't just taking, it's not us just saying, hey, Isaac, hey, Lainey, like, guess what? You know, this is how many calls you're getting. No, you guys can track that yourselves.
Oh, wonderful. Right. Perfect. I love it.
What do you think? You guys want to give it a shot? That way we can prove it to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All kinds of, honestly, with the amount of people that call us, hello, we would like to help you optimize your, and I'm not trying to sound racist. I'm just saying, people that actually try to scam you and call you and say, oh, it's only $300 a month if you want to give me a chance, and you, they can't even tell you where their location is. They can't tell you where they're working out of. They can't tell you where they got your phone number from. And, like, everybody's trying to scam you nowadays. And, honestly, just speaking to somebody that is, like, from the United States, and can
American.
Speak English. Like, I'm ready to go get set up with you guys, like, immediately, just based on the conversation.
I'm like the fourth generation. I think my grandpas were the only ones that were born in, like, Mexico, but even my grandmas were born here, one from Texas and the other one Arizona. We're a California-based company, just so that you know. We're located in Fountain Valley. So we've been around. It's now 20 years. We turned 20 years in December. So we've been doing this a very long time. And like I said, we don't outsource it because everything's within our company. Now, I will be very transparent with you gentlemen. We ask you stick it out 2 months, right? Because I'm going to tell you, it's not going to happen overnight. And I want to be very clear with you on that. But we get you listed in a timely manner, okay? So
yeah, of course. Like you were saying, it's all better than the Google ads, because Google is trying to drain you every month.
Yeah.
So everything that you explained is a lot better sounding than Google or anything that's ever been offered.
You know, Google ads, they work, but they're costly. And let's be real.
Oh, yeah.
The more you invest in Google ads, the better the conversion, right? I feel you guys are better with this package, and I'm going to tell you why, because you keep it on the island, right? You don't go outside of the island. I believe that's what that's what you were telling my representative earlier. So to me, this is sufficient, right? You always have the option, even if you wanted to upgrade into Google Ads, but you don't have to. It's always an option, but I feel like this here is the best one for you, in my opinion.
Well, your pricing sounds fair. That's about what we charge somebody for two-story chimney brooming. So if we do chimney brooming a month, it covers you guys.
Nice. See, there you go. So it pays for itself, you know, and then the rest after, I mean, you take out. And I always say profit is what you spend, what you pay your workers, meaning yourselves, what you're paying for your products, your mileage and all that, and what's left over. Now that's your profit, right? I get it.
Yeah.
I used to be a business owner years ago. I had, I catered my husband and I before he got sick. And I mean, everybody would say, man, you guys are making good money just on the weekends. And I'm like, how do you figure? Like, if I'm paying myself, You know, I'm going to pay myself this much. I got to pay the people that are helping me. I got to pay for the product, the rentals. You know what I mean? It's costly. Like, what I have left over isn't a whole lot.
You got an office. If you want to, if you want to lease an office and have a showroom, all kinds of stuff.
What are you talking about? I had to get a storage just to put my grills in there, you know, because we used to do a lot of Santa Maria style barbecue and Mexican food. And I'm like, you guys have no idea. I'm paying storage fees, insurance, all that. Like, all that has to be taken out first before I can say this is how much I mean, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
So I saw an email for you guys. I don't know if this is the one that you prefer, but it's Lanny, L-A-N-N-Y, at WhidbeyStoves.com. Is that the best email? Because this is where I would send the receipt and correspondence from us. Or do you prefer to use a different email?
Well, honestly, I think the best email is L-O Shelley, like Lanny Owen, L-O Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y. And then the number 4 and the number 8 at gmail.com. So that would be loshelley48@gmail.com.
And Shelley, you said S-H-E-L-E-Y?
S-H-E-L-L-E-Y.
Got it. I forgot that other L. And then it's 48@gmail?
Yep, the number 4 and the number 8 at gmail.com, yep.
Okay. All right. Let me do this right now while we're on the phone, gentlemen. I'm going to be sending you 2 emails. They're both coming from Nadine.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, this first one is going to be labeled in the subject, Google and Facebook Marketing. I put that the price is $299 month-to-month and just a one-time $99 setup being what we're including in that package. This second email that you're going to be receiving is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So that one just gives you an overview of the reporting system on how when you're tracking your results with us, what it looks like, okay?
Oh,
so let me send those two. Now, on this phone number that we're speaking on, right, do you guys also get text messages?
Oh, definitely. This is a personal work cell phone.
Okay, got it. So let me do this. I'm going to send you a quick text right now. And it's going to have the number to our customer service department. You guys are also considered the West Coast. So we're on the same time zone. Now, anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to call our customer service phone number. And that's going to be our 877 number that I'm going to send you right now. I'm going to ask you guys to save this phone number in your contacts under Local Splash so that way you never, ever lose the phone number, okay? So it'll show you that our hours of operation are always going to be Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Coast time, okay? Or Pacific Standard Time, should I say. I try to mix that with the West Coast together. So <you're>, right? That was funny. Okay, so the username, again, is your phone number with no dashes, and I have it there in that text. The password is the number 4 and then local, all lowercase, one word. I would suggest if you guys are going to change it to a password of your choice, wait about 5 days before you change it, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Did that text come through to you?
Let's see. Yeah, I'm driving. He's looking at the phone, so he'll get it.
Okay. Lainey, you're driving. Isaac, you got the phone?
Yeah, it looks like
I was going to say, you
it
guys
looks like Nadine. Nadine, yeah. I see. Okay. What, you want me to look at the first one?
I just wanted to make sure that you got the text message I sent, so that way you're saving the phone number in your contacts.
Okay, we got it. We got the two you sent. We have them.
And the 2 emails. Okay, perfect. All right, awesome. Now, what I'm going to do here, let me just go here. Okay, so, Lainey, the account's going to be created under your name with us. However, I'm assuming you want Isaac also noted on the account. Like, say, for example, he called in to make a change.
Yeah.
We don't want to say, hey, your dad needs to call, right, and give you permission.
Oh,
you know?
No, put him on there.
So I'd rather notate him on there. So, okay, Lainey, you spell it L-A-N-N-Y, and your last name?
Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y.
Okay. How's the weather over there right now?
That's freezing. It's probably 34 degrees, 36 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. You would laugh at me if I told you how cold it is over here. I'm like, my bones are aching when it's like 55 degrees. I've talked to people before that have told me that live in the snow, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I would be wearing board shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah, we've got two jackets.
Oh, my gosh, you poor thing.
I don't even take off my pajamas. I just jump in my pants.
I would say I think I would probably do the same thing, too. I'd be like, the heck with taking off the pajamas? You're already warm, right?
Yeah, so I just jump in my jeans.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's see here. Such beautiful work you guys do, too.
I try to.
Well, the quality work shows, that's for sure. Now, I was looking at the Google Business profile, and I just want to verify information with you because, again, I want to make sure that you're being listed correctly, right? So the new one that you guys created has the LLC. That should be showing there, right? The LLC?
Sure. I mean, would you recommend having that? Is that pretty common for businesses to have their LLC on there, or does it matter?
I'm going to totally be honest with you guys. It's really up to you. It's your preference. Some companies, they like the LLC showing. Other ones, they're like, nah, you know, but it's really your preference, you know?
Yeah, the original, the one that has the reviews, I don't think it had it, so I don't think we need it. Yeah,
so
we don't
need it. Okay, do you want me to have them just remove that they edit it to remove
sure.
the LLC?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let me notate. Yeah, I noticed in the other one that had the reviews, it has the and, but in this one, it's written out and.
Well, I think the legal spelling was the A-N-D, but I think the ampersand is probably fine. It's really whatever. I think the A-N-D, we were just thinking that is because maybe the Google search, maybe it wouldn't bring up the ampersand as easy or something.
We could keep it with the and. I mean, it's not going to hurt anything. We would just remove the LLC. It's totally up to you. I notice in your logo there it has the ampersand. Let me look at
I've always used the ampersand instead of the and.
Okay.
I've always used the ampersand.
Do you want us to have the ampersand instead? So this way everything's just kind of uniform? Totally up to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What address did you guys verify it at? Do you remember?
3984 Lamb's Rest Lane, Green Bank, Washington.
Okay.
98253, but we don't have a brick and mortar.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm just asking because let's say for some reason Google's like, oh, we need the address again just to verify. We're just going to be like, this is where it was verified at. Your address doesn't show anywhere, and it won't because I'm assuming that's where your residence is, where you live. Google doesn't want your home address showing on there anyways because you're what's considered a home office. No one comes to you to pick out materials. You go to them. So you're totally fine.
We don't want
to
send in any mailers.
Yeah. I wouldn't want no one visiting my house unless they're bringing me $1 million. You know what I mean?
For
Lamb's
West Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. And then let me see here. All right. Now, Isaac, how do you spell your first name? A-S-A-A-C? I-S, I mean?
I-S. I-S.
Okay. Yeah, just like the Bible, I-S-A-A-C.
I was going to say, I totally said A, but I meant I.
No worries.
I always ask only because some people sometimes have unique spellings. Okay, last name, Shelley.
Of course.
And then, let me see. Now, let me ask you this, Isaac. Let's say we had to give your dad an update, right, but we couldn't get a hold of him. Do you want us to call you if we can't get in touch with your dad?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. What's your phone number, hon? Just so that I have it on file here in case we need to reach your dad and he's not available, then we'll call you with the update.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, it's 360-672-9337.
Okay. I'm putting your dad as a primary. You're going to be like the secondary contact. So if we have an update and we need to get in touch with your dad, but he's not available, then we're going to call you. Okay. Since
okay,
your
perfect.
Dad's giving you authorization to also make changes to the account. Okay.
No worries.
All right. Okay. Now, Lainey, as far as for the billing, okay, before I process your payment, I'll be walking you through what's called a 90-second voice verification recording. That's for your protection. It'll outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date. So I'm going to state that it's the initial investment of $398 that's going to be charged today, and I'll say the date. I'm going to say that it's a two-month verbal agreement, but remember, you pay monthly. So I'll also state when your second payment is and the amount being $299. I'm also going to state in there that if at any point you need to cancel your services, all you need to do is call us at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge and we simply part as friends. There is no cancellation fee, okay? We don't, your Google Business profile, your Facebook page, all of that is still, you're still holding the ownership. We are just listed as managers, okay? So you don't lose any of that, all right? Now, as I'm walking you through it right now, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, please do me a favor and just stop me and just say, Needy, wait a minute. What does that mean? That way, I can go back, explain it, review it with you, and then rephrase it. All of this is because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Yes.
So you're gonna tell me the way you want it to read on the first page of Google.
Okay. Would be heating and stoves. Well, she's just going, yeah, she's not ready.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm ready.
Oh,
so just
oh, have
please
you started
state
it
the,
yet?
Yeah, so just please state the name of your business as how you would like it to be listed on the first page of Google.
Whigby Heating and Stoves.
And that's with the ampersand, correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Lanny Shelley, owner-operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, ma'am, 100%.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, ma'am, correct.
Now, Lainey, you also authorized your son, Isaac Shelley, to make changes to the account if at any event you're not able to call in and make a change. Is that correct?
Yes, correct, 100%.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls for third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes 100%. We might call you guys and you're in the middle of a job. You can't pick up the call. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours, okay? I also want you guys to be aware that you might get a company that's calling you that's trying to sell you another type of online product, and they're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $299 a month. As a matter of fact, right now, I'm going to set up a security question for you, okay? Now, the security question... You have a choice of it either being your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name, Lainey. What would you like for your security question? And I want to make sure Isaac knows that security question too. Okay.
I'll just say Seattle.
Lampsphere. I mean, it wasn't Lampsphere.
No, Barthollin.
Oh, that was Grandma's.
Yeah, Barthollin. I think I'll keep it. I'll keep it simple. I'll just say Seattle, where I was born.
Seattle.
I was born in Seattle.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to put Seattle as your security question. Now, here's the thing. Whenever we're calling you, get into that habit. What's my security question? Because you know if someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? Now, in hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just to explain, in case you didn't quite understand it, what we're saying here is this. We're not saying you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We'll reference it and make sure it's not a service we're already including, just because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 21st, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, gentlemen, is that your second payment will be charged on February 21st, 2025, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once the term is completed, the agreement is going to automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. Okay? Now, you got to speak to a live agent. So if for some reason you had to leave a message, we're going to call you back. Okay? Because we need to confirm that, yes, you want to proceed with the cancellation. Now, to prevent those charges, okay, for your next month of service, what we ask is just make sure that you call 3 business days before the 21st. So that way you don't incur that charge and there will be no cancellation fee. Okay?
Understood.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now that concludes that. Now, Lainey, the card that you're going to be putting on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. And is it just reading as Lainey Shelley, or is there like a middle initial?
Yes. No, this is Lainey Shelley, no middle.
Lainey Shelley. Okay. And then same billing address as your home address, at 3984 Lambs Rest Lane?
Lane, Green Bank,
okay.
Washington, 98253.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Visa. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4147, 1817, 6714, 5018.
I'm going to read it back to you. 4147, 1817, 6714, 5018.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Expiration, month, and year?
11 of 28.
11 of 28. And the CVV code on the back?
187.
187. Okay. I'm going to be updating the package. I'll process the payment, and in a couple minutes, you're going to get your receipt sent to you via text and email, and then we'll go over it in a couple minutes. The next order of business is I need to schedule, it's what we call a client interview, okay? And Isaac, I think you would probably want to be on that call as well to kind of help your dad and giving your input too, right? Because I think he trusts your judgment.
Yeah.
And which is so awesome that you guys work together. I love it. Now, the client interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer, but basically what they're going to do is go over the notes that you and I are going to go over in a few minutes. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads, they're going to go over way more in detail. And we block out an hour. It does take about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just depends how many questions or details you guys have. Let me pull up the calendar here. How does your schedule look for today? Would you guys have time for a client interview today between 3 and 4? Or do you want to push
3 and
for tomorrow?
4, yeah, we can make it between 3 and 4. Yeah, you're talking as long as you're talking our time. Yeah.
Yeah, no, your time. Yeah,
cause, same time zone.
Yeah, you guys right now are on the same time zone as us because it's 1:19 where you are, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so between 3 and 4 works good. Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so let me do this. And I'm probably only going to need about 7 more minutes of your time. But I want to make sure that I notate everything correctly. So let me just put this in real quick for your client interview. So today what we'll do is we'll call you from an 877 number. We're going to call your name, Lainey, okay? So just make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, let me tell you this.
Okay.
Let's say we call you. You're in the middle of something. You need 5 or 10 more minutes. All you're going to do is pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. I'm also going to send you a stipend that I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. Okay? Just in case if it slips your mind. So let me send you this client interview right now, the calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know when it is. And then we're going to go over a few notes here, and then we'll be all set. Thank you, gentlemen, for your patience. I appreciate it.
Privilege.
Did you guys have the day off yesterday?
It's an honor.
Aww. I'm so excited to talk to you. Honor,
yeah, somebody
right?
said it's a privilege, and I said it's an honor.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm excited just talking to you guys. I love talking to businesses that are eager to just, like, keep the business running, you know? So I thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to help you.
We're not used to this level of communication.
Yeah, we're not used to this level of communication. Usually it's foreigners.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah. You know, one thing about us is we really, even our customer service, I'm going to tell you something. We really pride ourselves in taking care of our clients. Because here's the thing, and I'll keep it real with you. If you were to cancel, whether 2 months or 3 months, we're still losing money. We don't start seeing profit until you've been with us at least 4 months. So trust me, we're going to do our best to make sure that you're getting the results to continue being a long-time client. We would prefer that you stick with us for a long time because it's working.
Definitely,
all the years that I've been working here at Local Splash, let me tell you, I have heard some stories, and I'm like, stories that are heartbreaking. And especially because I used to be a business owner, you know, as a side hustle, right? But it was like, people work hard for their money. And it's disappointing when you invest and then it doesn't turn out like what they said, or people aren't communicating, and I'm a real stickler on communication. There's got to be open communication.
Catch up.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I'll tell you guys as well, make sure that if we're calling you and you can't get to the phone, return our call. And there's going to be times where we'll keep calling you like, hey, we need this, or we have an update, because we want to make sure we're servicing you, right?
That's fair.
So the communication between our company and you both is very important on both parties, right? So let me do this. Okay. Now I'm putting you guys as residential and commercial work, correct? For both.
What do you
prefer?
It's normally it's residential.
Okay. So I'll just put residential, but that doesn't mean that, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know if people really consider commercial, because commercial could also be considered like, you know, condos or what have you. It all depends. But I'm going to put you guys down for residential.
Yeah, it really depends. It depends, because once in a while we'll have somebody like you say that has like two condos or something, and he says, well, technically it is commercial, in which case we'd change, you know, the manner in which we proceed with the job and contracts. And.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me do that. Okay, now, when we're talking about your services, and if I'm looking at your website, right, Obviously heating stoves, fireplaces. What else? Wood fireplaces, gas stoves, masonry surrounds, water heaters, patio fireplaces. Anything I'm missing that you need me to notate?
Is this all stuff that could be changed later
this
too?
This is just absolutely, yeah, you can change them at any time. I mean, it's not like you're stuck with it and that's what you got, like it's only that. No, you can make changes at any time. I just want to give them a general idea of the services that you guys are offering. So
yeah, for now that's fine. Mainly it's gas and wood stoves and outdoor fireplaces, gas piping, tankless water heaters, water heater removal.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me see. Outdoor fireplace, right? And then we said tankless water heaters.
Yeah, fireplace removal, tankless water, or water heater. You just say water heater removal and fireplace removal. Chimney brooming, fireplace maintenance, basically.
I like that because I want to make sure, like, if someone's looking up fireplace maintenance, they find it. Or if we're talking about chimney brewing, they find it.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
You always got to think of if I was someone who was looking for this service, how would I type it in, right? You said something else, and I miss it, and I'm trying to think what it was.
It's gas piping, probably.
Gas piping. There you go. I knew there was something. I was like, I'm missing something. What is it? Okay.
Yeah, we run gas piping underneath people's homes, and we run gas all over the place. We gas people's homes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we bring them gas. Yeah, we give them gas.
You know what I was thinking? I'm like, okay, he gives it. Oh, man. Okay, then I'm putting here, you have your Google Business profile. Are you guys licensed and insured or in the process, anything like that, or not required?
Well, no, we're licensed, bonded, and insured and have been for 25 years.
Wow. Okay. And then the Facebook page, you'll need to add us on as managers and also the Google Business profile. Don't worry. The technician's going to walk you through all that. I put in here that you guys have your own website. No tracking number, okay, because it's your actual phone number that you want listed there as it currently is on the new profile. And I'm going to let them know it needs to be merged. Now, the Facebook ads, I'm going to tell you guys, it goes as far as 50 miles. I think the island is how big?
Oh, that's it. That's 50 miles is plenty. Yeah, it's more than
that. Okay. You're like, it's plenty. So I'm just going to put 50 miles, but I'll put let me just put it here because I'm just going to put it's just yeah, basically the island is what you guys cover, right? I think
yeah,
that's what
much.
Dan put. So I'm going to put Whidbey Island so that way they also know that too, you know. It's so funny. I had someone tell me, well, technically, if you put me at just 50 miles, I'm going to be in the ocean. So I think it'd be better just to he's like, because you don't want to draw a circle 50 miles around me because now I'm in the water. And I started laughing. He goes, and I don't really go to the water.
Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of difficult. Now, when we communicate with you, do you guys prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text.
Phone and text.
Phone and text, really. Yeah.
Okay. And then on your Google Business profile, it does show your hours of operation. Let me see here. Let me go back to it. Because I just want to make sure that's the hours you want listed. Well, you have it down 24 hours.
Yeah, it's going to be 24 hours. And if Sunday comes up, we want to be closed Sunday. But other than that, I'm keeping things running Monday through Saturday 24/7. So
Monday through Saturday 24/7, Sunday closed. Okay. Sure. Did you want to change it?
No, just, if it says closed Sunday, we're good to go.
Okay. So Monday through, yeah, you guys should rest a little bit, right? Unless if it's an emergency and it's worth the money, right? Then you're like, okay, we'll go.
You got to have some way to compete.
Right? Okay. And then let's see. Okay. forms of payments you guys take? What do? Like cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
Yeah, all the above.
Cash, check, Zelle. Let me know if I'm mentioning something and it's no. Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, credit cards, debit. Okay.
Yeah. We don't take credit cards.
No? Okay.
Well, we don't take credit cards.
We don't really trust
okay,
that.
That's okay. What about PayPal?
Yeah.
We could do that, I guess.
Okay. If there's anything later on that you don't want there, just let us know and then we'll just remove it. Okay?
Perfect.
It doesn't cost you
Perfect.
Guys to make changes. All right. Now, the last two things. So I know you've gotten a lot of emails and text messages from us, but I need you to find the one that says initial invoice.
Would it be email?
Oh, did you just
email
send it?
Email and text. Yeah, we sent it to both. Your email and your text message. Yeah.
Let's see. Invitation from an unknown sender, local, splash.
That would be yes. It would be after that or before. It'll say initial invoice. If you want to read them off to me, and I'll tell you which one it is.
Go back to the thing. Okay. There we go. There's three of them.
Okay, we're looking at one of them says invitation, one of them says client dashboard, one of them says Google and Facebook marketing.
Okay. Give me a second here. Let me resend it to you so you can see it right away. It might be taking a couple minutes. What's in your text messages? Do you see anything there?
Thank you for choosing Local Splash and a copy of your invoice.
That's it. That's the one. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Go ahead and open that one up.
Okay. Oh, here's the signature page.
Okay. So did you click on where it says click here to accept your subscription terms? And it took you to a page that says at the top Local Splash Terms of Experience?
Yep.
Okay. So you're going to scroll towards the bottom. There is a, there's going to be the phone number in a box, mobile phone, right? Do you see that there?
I'm looking for it. Let's see, all the way at the bottom?
Yes, sir. Towards the bottom.
It says mobile phone?
Yes. And it's your phone number there, right?
Yep, 360-661-5376.
Do you see the two little boxes right underneath, okay, one says that you agree to receive text messages to your phone. You're going to click in the little box to put the check mark, and that's text messages from us, okay? The second box underneath of it, what you're saying, Lainey, is that you're certifying that it's your name on the card that you, hello?